The best thing about this podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli is you can enjoy it anytime you like. But OVO's Data Fest is for a limited time only. Get up to double the data with mobile plans starting from just $19.95. Binge these holidays with no regrets. Go to ovo.com.au now.
Hello, podcast.
Yeah.
Listener, singular.
Singular listener. So Grant Denyer is a couple of days off making his rap debut at Army Fridays Live 2018, and we got one of Australia's best and most well-known and respected rappers on there to help you out. Did you find it helpful?
I feel so inspired now that if this concert performance goes well, I'm going to quit everything else in my life and just tour
full time. As long as Ed and I get to split your wage between us and you don't return next year, I'm cool with that.
Okay, well, you're both equally invested in the start of my career, so it's only fair.
Do you, you called him, it's Dean from Married at First Sight, you called him DJ Visions, and I knew in my head, I'm like, oh, he's going to correct you, Ash, because I knew it to be MC Visions, which he did, which I love. He said, no, I'm an MC, not a DJ, it's Visions.
No, you're a reality TV show wash-up.
Aspiring.
Did you hear his lyrics that he was spitting? It was pretty fine.
And you'll hear those, and that's on also. That was the best. That was the most ridiculous thing. Grant's made the news in Orange.
That's pretty great. That's really great.
Big time.
I love that they went to the public to be like, nah. So is that on Win, which is 10, or was that The Rival? Because it was like, it was vaguely.
I don't remember. I think
yeah,
it was.
Win is now 10 in the country.
Yeah, so they're being helpful. Good on you, Win. Have a nice pod.
Love you.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Right now, showtime. Are you ready? Are you ready for start time?
Let's find out. Ready, set, go.
Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalli.
Oh, bring it on. Welcome to Wednesday, Sydney. How are you doing? It is Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalli, Ash London joining us this morning. Doing it for OVO Mobile Data Fest means you can binge these holidays with no regrets. Hurry, limited time offer. Go to ovo.com.au now.
Jeez, I'm a bit tired, sorry.
What's wrong with
that? I've been up all night throwing those new Lime bikes into the harbour.
I was wondering who was the one doing it. I can hear the splashing all the way from Coogee.
So now there's the yellow ones where all the handlebars are broken.
There's the blue ones. They're the ones hanging out of a tree.
There's the orange
ones. I counted seven yellow ones between, because I flew in from Army Fridays, between the airport and Coogee, seven discarded yellow bikes.
There's the orange ones are just the game there seems to be just to snap the handlebars off where they stand. And so what are we meant to do to these green bikes? I know I'm meant to abuse them in some way, but I don't know what it is yet.
Who thought it was a good idea to put more bikes?
If you've had three that have failed. Who brings on a
where's the big cemetery? Where's the big bike cemetery? Is it Mascot?
Oh yeah.
There's somewhere
it was Mascot,
where all of the orange ones have gone. Like just do that. Just get that. Plonk it on that's my sculpture by the sea next year.
Done.
I'm just going to have
a pile of bikes.
Sculptures by the bay.
Sculptures by the sea. There you go. So I'm just going to have I'm going to move it. I'll move it to Bondi. It's just a giant pyramid of bikes.
I like that. It's very nice.
Today FM's secret sound.
What's that sound? What's that sound?
The sound, you can tell us what it is because it's worth $97,000. Ash London, how are you spending that? How are you dropping 97
large? Where do you even start?
Gucci,
yes. But okay, this is what happens. Go to Gucci, spend 10 grand, and then tell my husband I want 87.
Good thinking.
This is the sound. And live in the studio is our executive producer, Kim, who has guessed the secret sound
twice.
Her mic isn't on, which is really not helping us. Come to
She's
my
on
mic, Kimmy.
Seven,
someone will take over.
Twice.
Oh,
two out
and
of two, guys.
Smug about. Look at that bloody smug face.
UV, though. Oh, come
no,
on.
No, I'd be really humble, unlike you. Michael from Greenacre, good morning, darling.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Good, good. How many people would you tell if you won the 97K?
Probably just a close immediate family.
Yeah, and
you
everyone
don't
listening
want word
on the
to
radio.
Spread, but they will notice. Everyone around you is going to know that your bling has just increased like 100-fold.
Look at that diamond. What's that
absolutely.
Grills.
Okay, all right, what do you reckon it is, Dal?
I reckon it is someone stepping on the foot pedal, the first part of the sound, and the second part of the sound is hitting the base of a drum kit, the foot pedal of a base of a drum kit. So you're stepping on it, and there's a middle part I've listened to where it hits the drum kit, and then when you're releasing the pedal, the sound.
Do you play, Michael?
No, I don't.
Okay.
Well, let's listen to the clues, because the second clue was it is a double action sound.
That's true. Kimmy?
No, incorrect.
Sorry, Michael.
Brutal.
Okay. Get back to the drawing board, mate. You can have another go. Here comes Bianca from Narrabeen.
It's not a drawing board, in case you're wondering, if that's what people might think when you say go back to the drawing board. That
oh,
you mean
yeah,
go
it's
to
not
the
a drawing board. That wasn't a clue. It wasn't an
was not a
clue.
Clue.
I don't know, Kimmy. Is drawing board a clue?
Let's just move on.
Yeah.
I'll stop. I'll be quiet.
Bianca from Narrabeen. Good morning.
Morning.
What would you do with the 97?
Pay off all my bills and go overseas.
Yeah,
just get like, debt-free and then just jet off
yeah.
for good.
Or ignore the debt and go on a better holiday.
Yeah.
Bianca, Kimmy's here. What do you believe the sound to be?
I think it could be pulling a seatbelt and clicking it in.
Incorrect.
Oh.
Sorry,
Bianca. Okay, we move on. What time are we playing, Jabe?
We're going to play at 8 o'clock this morning.
Actually, sorry, cut in well, here.
Yeah.
I've had enough of this. At 7:30, I have got a huge hint coming.
We did not discuss
It's not a clue, Kimmy. It's a hint. You told me I'm not allowed to give clues. I don't know the answer anyway, but I'm giving a hint. So, scoopla that. Let me tell you something. Journalism is alive and well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is it now? Please prove it.
And also, I had no idea. Who are the sort of great sort of thought leaders of the last century and this century? The people who've really made a difference. Rosa Parks, probably
absolutely.
On the bus. Nelson Mandela for various different reasons.
Mahatma Gandhi being there.
Mahatma Gandhi and Mahatma Coat, not so much.
No.
People love the Dalai Lama, one of the world's great.
Oprah, perhaps. I know you don't like her. We'll talk about that later.
I thought you'd let yourself down. All right. Let's add the list to Emily Ratajkowski.
Just say Emrata. That's what people just say. Emrata.
Emrata. She is the model who, if people don't know, she was the one in this film clip. Now, if you were to describe her role in this film clip, Ash, how would you describe it?
Be naked and sexy, really.
Yeah.
She just leans against a wall, I think, just while he...
Topless dancing.
Lips the lyrics.
In this film clip. Now, she's in town... For some awards, the GQ Man of the Year awards, and she's been snapped everywhere, Instagram everywhere, in barely there bikinis, Ash London.
Yeah. I've got a vagina, myself personally.
Congrats.
Well done.
And I'm looking at the bikini bottom.
Yep.
I don't know where it is.
Yeah.
It's so thin that she's definitely had to use some tape. To tape it onto her,
tape it onto the beach. Well,
It's like you took an eye patch off a pirate and just put it downstairs.
That's exactly what it is.
So somewhere there's a pirate with no, it's parrot pecking at the hole.
Yeah.
And then the top is having a lot of trouble, and she was on Camp Cove yesterday, or Camp Cove the day before, but she was on another beach yesterday, and I've got some live audio of her bikini top. Super. Take it away.
Just pretty much.
I've seen less string around when I was flossing. Like there is, it's barely there.
Right, it's nipple covering.
Yeah.
This bikini's covering the very bare essentials. Like the minimum amount of coverage required to be on the newspaper paparazzi snap. Because if it was any less fabric, they couldn't print it.
That's
and that would
true.
Make her cause futile.
Put it this way. If three flies landed on her, she'd be wearing more than what she's wearing right now.
But it's page three. The long tradition of the page three girl is back because I just wanted to, but while you two snicker and a lot of people out there are just like, it's titillating. No, it's not. This is a social study. And a huge shout out to the person who had to put this article together without laughing. It starts with saying that she was on with that suit and now you can buy it on Instagram, blah, 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 blah. And I quote from the article, "The Daily Telegraph all day received hundreds of readers who responded to our exclusive poll with 83% saying the bikini wasn't too racy."
Oh, God.
So the idea that the Daily Telegraph has an exclusive poll on this, like the Wall Street Journal was going to do one as well, but they had to get in there.
trademarked it.
And then they thought, right, what's the next bit? And so they've done the right thing and they've sent someone to Bondi to count the amount of women with their tops off.
No.
Aussies are already doing, ahead of the curve with dozens bearing the flesh at Bondi yesterday. So let's imagine the Daily Telegraph officers, hats off. Guys, got a story. What is it? Is it CNN and Trump? Yeah. No, hands down. We also need someone to count boobs on Bondi Beach. Bang. Okay, let's go.
I'll do it.
And then they go, the thing to do is to go and ask girls with their tops off how they're feeling about it.
Oh,
they've approached a girl with a top off.
Is that just
so they can print the picture.
Oh, now, wow.
Ash London,
is there a quote from that girl?
Yes,
or is it just a
it really empowers us girls.
does it?
I think Emily is a role model and showing you don't need to be afraid of showing who your body is. She's got a friend who agrees. In our group of girls, we always have at least one of us sunbaking topless.
Okay. Which is fine. Here's the thing. Your body, your rules. Do whatever the hell you want with your body. I don't give a crap. But when you're Amrata and you know that so many girls are looking at you as their pinup, I think you have to take into consideration that 99.999% of people wearing that bikini
would have a tough time.
The bits would come out.
Yeah.
Unless you're putting tape on your...
Let's give the final word to Ben, who's 37, who's also quoted in the article.
Ben's quoted.
This is my favourite bit of the article. Ben, a last name I'll leave out, they didn't, said he and his wife had recently noticed the popularity of smaller bikinis and topless sunbaking in Australia. Now, let's just go through that for a second. So, Ben, they've gone up to Ben. They've gone, excuse me, sir, I'm from the Daily Telegraph. Yeah. Have you noticed more women sunbaking topless? Oh, God, yeah. No, sorry, my wife and I have noticed that.
Yes, we both have. We discussed it over tea last night.
It's a social trend. Yeah. I'll tell you what, Ash London, you're across most national news stories.
Obviously.
And yesterday, this morning you've come bouncing in saying...
Grant Daniel's done it again. Mm-hmm. Done it again. This guy's the accidental... radio hero of this show. It's like he just farts headlines. So yesterday,
what have I done now?
You and Shezzy came in, you crap it on about seeing this fictitious panther in your backyard. Well, none of us really paid you much attention because we were like, obviously he's gone crazy again. Him and Shezzy are the country air, maybe. And then I'm on the internet, which is where I live 24/7, and I realize Pedestrian, they've done an article about it.
Thank you.
News.com, Australia's most reputable news source.
Most read on board.
And I thought this was just an internet thing until some cousins of mine in Orange, I'm just kidding, I heard, the local news in Orange.
What?
Ran the story about the bloody panther.
Yes. Just what is it? Grant and Chezzy Denyer capturing images of what they believe could be a species of big cat.
Now, you don't see.
What do you mean what they believe? There was video evidence that was clearly showing an enormous panther, an elongated animal that's possibly 3 or 4 feet tall.
Very shitty footage.
Elongated lens. So it was, all that video is up on our socials. Now, Grant, they've then done the right thing, the Orange News, and they've gone to talk to other people about whether or not they've heard it as well. So we'll start with, this is the later on in the report.
I'm sure this will vindicate my story.
So you hear from Shezzy first, and then they're hitting the streets.
It's big.
The Denyers say it's not the first time they've seen it.
Doing the dishes.
Yeah, looking down the paddock, and I saw it, and I said, the panther's back.
But other Perthville locals are sceptical.
Well, it's interesting, but I must admit I've never seen anything myself.
I don't know.
She doesn't know.
Until you see one, you wouldn't know.
Okay, so not everyone's on board, right? But they haven't stopped.
It sounds like the people that were vox popping were like 105. They wouldn't be able to see the curve.
That is your demographic, friend. That is your...
People got you that Logie.
What? Well, the panther's not going to wander into your front yard. You've got to be out there experiencing life and have at least long vision to be able to see it.
All right, well, you're upset at them, and I thought you would be. But don't worry, the news went on, and they decided to interview a couple more people, a couple more farmers. They went a little bit further out to see if they could...
Even it out. They would have seen it.
Actual rural types.
Yeah.
Nah, mate, I don't even see nothing. I don't know if that bloke's a real farmer. He's only got 5 cows and a couple of Pokemon. Oh.
Hello, it's Gavin from Double Bay here. Yes, I'm definitely a woman. A woman who's come to Bathurst to see if I can see Grant's big black panther. Shezzy Denyer says she's seen it. She said it was big. Oh. I'd like to see it for myself. Right. See if it growls at me.
All right, that's not...
I don't like that.
Inconclusive.
Again.
Get all the Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier you missed. Download and subscribe to the podcast now at todayfm.com.au. Forget the alphabet and the adults. This is
Alphabet. Sweet thing about being a kid in Sydney means you're eligible for $10,000 with this, Alpha Bucks Kids, todayfm.com.au. You've got to register Grant Denyer, the quizmaster, to you.
We got 12-year-old Sophia, who's ready to play Today FM Alpha Bucks today. How are you this morning, Sophia?
Good, thank you. And you?
Yeah, really good. Thank you for asking, you little delicious human, you. Hey, what does your mum think that you should do if you win some cash?
My mum thinks I should get a maid to clean my bedroom.
That's what mums are for, Sophia. Tell her that. Next time she says get a maid, say, Mum, that's what you're here for. She'll love that, Sophia.
Just watch the colour of her face change right in front of your eyes. Happy. Let's see if we can get you some money right now. 30 seconds to answer 10 questions. All your answers must start with the letter J. J for Jingle Bells. For each question you get right, you'll score $100 with a chance to win up to 10 grand. If you don't know an answer, that's okay. Just say pass and then we'll move on to the next question. Must take the first answer. You can't use the same answer twice, and the adjudicator's word is final. Sophia, J is your letter. Best of luck. Here we go. Name an item of clothing.
Jumper.
A planet.
Jupiter.
Month of the year.
January.
Something you drink.
Juice.
Girl's name.
Jennifer.
A sandwich spread.
Jam.
An adjective.
Pass.
Christmas song.
Jingle bells.
A place wild animals live.
Jungle.
Country.
Jamaica.
Adjective.
Half.
Adjective.
Oh, what the hell is an adjective? I don't even know.
You're one away from the perfect game. You've got $900, Sophia.
Well done, Sophia. Thank you.
Adjective could have been jealous, jolly, joyful, judgmental. Oh, but you know what? Amazing job. $900. I hope that gets you a maid for the rest of your life. So sucked in, Mum. Have a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Bye.
Oh, todayfm.com.au register. So, we'll do it again tomorrow,
Is adjective a describing word?
Yes. Yes.
The describing word.
Poor Sophia. She did so. She's very good. She deserves that $900.
She had like 5 seconds to kill too at the end.
I haven't seen that kind of pace ever since we've started this. I thought we were in.
When they're learning about adjectives at school, her whole face is going to go red. She's going to clench her little fists under the desk.
This one cost me. What's the problem with Bunnings, Grant Daniel?
Like this, the whole country's gone absolutely nuts right now. Bunnings sausage sizzle outrage has swept the whole country. A new occupational health and safety requirement has changed the way that sausages in bread will be prepared at all Bunnings warehouse stores nationwide. Now, recently, you may have noticed that the fried onion can no longer be placed on top of the sausage, which is normal because we're not savages. It is now underneath the sausage, right?
So many people get their sausage and go, oh, you forgot the onion, guys, and they hand it back and they go, nen, darling, the onion's under the sausage.
Have a look underneath the snag. Safety, they say that safety is always our number one priority, and we recently introduced a suggestion that onion be placed underneath the sausages to help prevent the onion from falling out and creating a slipping hazard for people who come to Bunnings stores.
Okay. So this is not a burning thing.
No, it's a slipping
thing. This is a trip hazard. Slipping thing. Okay, that's different. Personally, I believe that the onions belong underneath the sausage.
What?
You would.
What are you saying?
You're so weird.
No, I'm so right. Because when you bite into the sausage, the onions fall out the back. And if they're underneath, they're being held in place by the sausage.
This is a great thing. Think about the construction of the bread. You want a lower center of gravity. You want the heaviest thing to be in the bottom of your palm. You don't want to have the snag on top because then it's top heavy and it just topples.
I would say that the first
bit of taste that you want and texture is the crunchy onioniness. Then you want to bite into the sausage.
To lead you into the second stage.
It's all about the order of flavour, like it's been done for hundreds of thousands of years.
Hundreds and thousands of years. Back when the blacksmiths were handing out sausages to Robin Hood. Okay.
Do we need to pray for the person who slipped on a little orange, you know, little onion sliver that led to this policy?
No one's ever slipped on an onion.
But you know what? We know what people are like these days. So Bunnings are getting ahead of themselves here.
That's true.
We don't want sausage sizzles to be cancelled forever.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So knowing that some dizzhead is going to maybe either lie about tripping on an onion or legitimately trip on an onion, sue them, and then no one can have sausage sizzles. Sales will decline. So what can we do to get ahead of this problem? We'll just put them under.
I don't mind it.
Hang on, but who's to say that a dollop of sauce or mustard can't just fall onto the ground as well and be just as slippery as an onion sliver?
Well, because what they're going to do, if you read on, they're going to hand you the bread with the sausage on top and then the onion underneath, and then you move to a secondary station where you open your mouth and they squirt the sauce in direct.
I like that.
What a job.
I love that.
Oh, more please.
I'd pay an extra 50 cents for that.
So, is this a thing? Has anyone ever been injured by food? Have you been injured by food in your life? Because if it is a problem, perhaps there's other dangerous foods out there that we need to be aware of.
Yes.
Have you ever, have you been burnt?
Have you slipped? Ever actually slipped on a banana peel like they do in Looney Tunes? Or is that a made up thing?
Have you been accidentally skewered by the top of a pineapple?
Yep.
Another end.
I want to see photos of that.
I once got a bit of chicken stuck in the back of my nose for a week. Whoa, it smelled so bad by the time we got it out.
Why were you snorting nuggets?
I wasn't. I laughed while I was eating a chicken sandwich and it went up the back of my throat into the back of my nose and just stayed there.
Yeah. I ate a cricket once when I was in China and its leg got stuck in my throat and I had to find a hospital that could retrieve it with some tweezers.
You went to a Chinese hospital?
Yeah, that was risky.
Don't they use chopsticks to get those out in China?
Not racist.
That's how I put it
not
in.
Racist.
Why?
Legit. I'm saying.
Good for reach.
For people listening going, racist? I'm saying not racist.
Not racist.
Oh, I don't care if they think that. Okay, so 131060, have you ever been injured by food? So what's happened is Bunnings has decided that for health and safety reasons, they're going to put the onions underneath the sausage when they do the sales out the front. And they're saying it's a health and safety concern. And Ash London, you made, an excellent point of saying that they're trying to stop people suing them for slipping on onions.
Exactly. In advance, they're saying, you know what, given the current climate of the world and how much people love to complain and sue, let's just take out the risk.
Well, let's go straight to the source.
Okay.
Because Candace from Camden, your mum slipped on an onion at Bunnings.
I know, you would not believe it, right? And, like, of all things.
And tell me, is she suing? What happened?
No, not suing. Just, just a little bit of onion. She slipped on it and just a bit of a bruised ego. Oh.
So she went all the way down, though?
Oh, yeah, straight down to the bum.
Okay, Ooh. So this is what's happened, and they've seen it a few times, and that's why they've made the change.
Okay.
Thank you, Ken. I think so. Yeah, you think so. Okay, I think this is fair enough.
I think there's a way we can fix this, though. They sell bubble wrap inside, right? So I think every person that gets a sausage sizzle then should just wrap themselves with bubble wrap just to keep them safe while they're consuming
way
it.
Way more sense.
It's probably a good idea, man. I reckon there's probably some sort of harness. So Bella from Marsden Park, let's just say that the onions aren't hurting us. There must be other food injuries that have led them to this idea. Have you been injured by food?
Yes. It was Christmas night at my mum's house, and we were eating crackling, and then half my tooth came out.
Oh.
One of my molars. And then I was like, oh, you know, that sucks. And then it started to hurt, and I found out it was rotting, and I had to get it removed, and now there's a massive hole in my mouth.
Oh, yeah. No. It must have been high-quality crackling.
Yeah, it was nice, but it was very traumatic.
Nice. It was nice. It was
vegan
worth it.
Vegan people would probably say that's karma, Bella.
Oh.
Oh, as if you could... Hang on. Yeah.
Thank you,
Bella.
Give it to her, Bella.
They wouldn't say whatever. They'd say, oh, whatever.
I don't have the energy to respond.
I can't think.
I need some iron.
Thank you. Thank you for getting on board with that.
Yeah.
Rianne from Seven Hills. This is a serious topic. I believe it was your brother that was injured by food.
That's correct. So there was one day and we were eating hot dogs for dinner and my brother had actually started laughing and the piece of hot dog that was in his mouth flew into the back of his throat and he actually started choking on it and had to spend the night in hospital.
Wow.
And
yeah, you could imagine it was the joke of the family.
Yeah, okay.
You're lucky that you were there when it happened, because if no one was there when the hot dog supposedly got stuck in his mouth because he was laughing, no one would believe that story.
No, they wouldn't. It's such a far-fetched story, and of course it happened to only him. That's, so it's hilarious.
And when you get to the hospital too and you say, oh, look, I was eating this sausage and then I accidentally laughed and then they'll say, oh, and then it got stuck in my throat. Their normal response is, all right, then how do you explain the sauce bottle? What have we got for Rhiannon?
Oh, well, let's hook you up with this.
Rhiannon.
So for his, like, kind of suffering from a hot dog, you get to live and bask in your glory because you have won a $2,000 AirAsia voucher to book your next holiday for crazy low fares to Asia.
Head
to
AirAsia.com
now.
Thank you so much.
Are you going to take your brother with you?
Nah.
Oh, no.
My girl.
thanks, little bro, for the story, but you're not coming, unfortunately.
Yeah, you can't take him anywhere. Thank you very much.
I'm so excited. Now, Grant Daniel has agreed on the show to perform a rap song. to rap at R&B Fridays Live this Saturday night. You feeling nervous, bro?
I am crapping myself.
You should be. Over 50,000 people are going to be watching you and judging you, but I want to help. Ed, the whole show wants to help.
Absolutely.
And, you know, obviously I've got some musical hookups, right?
A lot of them.
Well, you've set this up, and which I really, really appreciate because I know you're the queen of music here in this country.
Because I've gone through my little black book. I said, who do we want to get? Do we want to get Kanye? Do we want to get Kendrick Lamar? No, we'll keep it local, so it's a bit more, you know, approachable. I went to the names, 360, Hilltop Hoods. Yeah, they're great. But I've got someone even better. I'm going to say Australia's best rapper on the phone right now. Hello?
Hey, yo, Tracy, my little lady. You drive me crazy after last week on the couch.
You probably hate me. You gave me your shot.
You're so hot. Plus your mind is next level. Come on, show me what you got.
Yeah. Gene Wells from Married at First Sight.
We stay up all night. It's all right. Going to make it through. It's just our first fight. I think it's just our first fight. I don't even remember it anymore.
Yeah. Dean.
Sick beats, Dean.
Thank you for joining us today.
Oh, my pleasure.
I mean, you have forged a career that no one can rival, let's be honest, mate.
That's true.
So Grant is here. He's got a huge performance coming up, bro. Yeah. What can you suggest? What tips can you give him so that he doesn't bomb out?
Excellent.
Come on, man. Help me out here.
All right, Grant. Look, I've done a lot of hip-hop shows in my life. I think for you, the key thing, don't try and do the call and response thing. Don't get up there and be like, oh, if I say this, you say that.
That's how I was going to open.
No, don't do that, man. It's like, we paid money for this ticket. We want you to do the rapping.
Thank you.
Okay.
Well said, Dean.
I don't want to have to work. I don't have to work for it.
Yeah, okay. I'll see you, man. What about just a single tear just tattooed under my eye? Do you reckon that's
that
a good way?
Work.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Is that for when
Family Feud died?
So the facial tattoos are yes, call and response. Anything else that you want to add to the mix? Mm-hmm.
Mate, you just got to be confident. Just get out there and own it. But, you know, like in Australian hip-hop, if you're at like Kanye or somewhere like that, you can be arrogant and rude and full on. But Australian hip-hop's a bit more mellow. You want to be, you know, a little bit more humble. You don't want to be over the top. You know,
dressed
like
an idiot. Thank you so much. Well, Dean, your rap name is DJ Visions with a Z on the end.
Very visual person.
So now you've got some great tips from DJ Visions, a.k.a. Dean Wells. Now
it's just Visions, actually. It's not. I'm not a DJ. I'm an MC. So it's just Visions.
Just an MC. I apologize.
MC Visions. All right, MC Visions and GD, maybe we should get you in on, maybe you could come in and you could do like a live collab here in the studio, Dean. What do you reckon?
That's a really good idea.
Sounds good.
Yeah,
Sounds good.
Jump on one of the four skateboards and head down to World Square and we'll hang out.
Yeah, sounds good. I saw your video of rapping, Grant, and I thought it was really good. I loved it.
All right, so that's a good base to work from, Dean. You reckon I can nail this?
Sure,
because
mate.
I'm worried that if I can't hold the crowd, that 50,000 people are going to want to lynch me on my way out of there.
Mate, you're going to get out there. You're going to get, like, energy from that crowd. You're going to own it. You're going to kill
it. Well done, Dean. Dean from Married at First Sight. Dean Wells at
Dean Wells
from the top.
On Instagram.
Dean Wells on Instagram. Good on you, Visions. MC Visions.
Good luck.
Today FM's Secret Sound.
What's that sound?
All right, let's get into this Wednesday morning on Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer, Ed Cavalier, and Ash London. And this, the biggest star of the show, $97,000 for the Secret Sound this morning. I'd love to get
play that sound, Jabe.
Astonishing.
Play that funky sound. There it is.
Live in the studio, our executive producer, Kim. Amount of Secret Sounds guessed by you?
Twice.
Amount that we've run this year?
Two.
Amount of clues you've currently got?
Three.
All right, let's hear them.
It's a double action sound.
It's not stationary related.
Is your name Kim?
Okay, good point.
Thank you, Grant. And there's not a bump in sight. So it's not stationary related. It's a double action sound and there's not a bump in sight.
There you go.
Who's up?
Carmel in Reevesby. There are your three guesses, I reckon. I mean, there are your three hints. I think we've made it pretty easy on you, baby girl. What do you reckon it is?
I think that it's changing the gears on a mountain bike, like pushing the button, the
Love
lever,
it.
And just as it kind of clicks.
That's the guess of the day for me.
On
so
the
far.
Shimano's going down to 3.7.
What do you got? 10 speed? 15 speed?
Makes sense with not a bump inside, so I kind of fingers crossed.
Oh, I see. That's the mountain bike reference.
Incorrect.
But also a great guess, Carmel. Sorry, darling. Amy in Rosemeadows, you are up next. 97 grand's on the line. What is it?
Hey guys, I think it could be the kids' game Kaplunk, where you pull the stick out and the marble drops down.
What a great game. Takes forever to set up and it's over with in about 3 minutes, but...
I don't think that game was big in the Lebanese-Australian community in the 90s when I grew up. Never heard of it.
You never played Kaplunk?
No idea what that is.
Oh, we're having a game of Kaplunk on air tomorrow. Kaplunk's one of the great games. It's a metaphor for life. If you pull the wrong stick, your life falls down.
I can find Beirut on any map with my eyes closed, though.
Okay, well, that's handy. Well, that doesn't sound very fun, but it's handy.
Just in time for Christmas, kids.
Where's Beirut?
Amy, you are incorrect.
No worries. Thanks, guys.
Hey, Amy, good guess. Those are going up todayfm.com.au. We move on.
The only way to get more Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier is to download and subscribe to the podcast. Head to todayfm.com.au now.
This week is Perinatal Anxiety and Depression Awareness Week. Now, these guys are launching a new online checklist to help expecting and new parents assess their emotional well-being, check in to see how they're feeling. And one of the ambassadors is Chezzy Denyer. Welcome, darling.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Doll. Now, we got to say, first of all, you do have two beautiful daughters.
I do, yes.
They're amazing.
They're cheeky little rat bags, but we love them.
Things are so good now, obviously. You've adjusted to parenthood and the two girls are doing so well. But it's my understanding and our understanding that things weren't always so great. Like with so many new mums, it kind of felt like things were falling apart for you. Is that how you would describe it?
Yeah, look, when I first had Sailor 7 years ago, I had a really traumatic birth and it wasn't the birth that I planned for at all. I'd always been a bit of a control freak, and so I just kind of expected that it would happen sort of, you know, like what you see in the movies. But that wasn't the case for me. It ended up after a few days of being in labour, my baby had turned around and they couldn't get her out, and so I had to go in for an emergency cesarean. It was such a traumatic birth that I kind of lost a lot of faith in my ability, I guess, to mother a brand new baby. Mm. So,
Grant, a lot of times as a new father and husband/partner, you can get moments of feeling a little bit useless. But what was it like for you seeing your wife with your new baby? You're so excited, but you're seeing her going through this time.
As a guy, you feel like you got nothing to offer. The baby wants nothing and needs nothing from you. You don't have a breast. You can't offer it milk, you know, apart from maybe give it the odd bottle or change a nappy. It has no great desire to connect itself with you. So you feel like you're in the way. Watching Chezzy sort of work through the situation and go through those changes, it was terrifying because I thought that this might be just the new normal. Maybe this is what being a parent and having a child is. Maybe. Because no one talks about it. So we suffered in silence and we didn't know until many years later that we had a significant problem.
Yeah. And I think also too, at the time, I was very good at concealing, you know, that I wasn't coping because I was so petrified that Grant would find out that I was a failure because that was kind of the self-talk that I had.
Yeah.
And so I think at times he must have thought I was having an affair because I was concealing this big secret. You know, he would come home after being on the road.
Did you feel
that? I could sense something was wrong, but I didn't know. I couldn't put my finger on it. And then your mind starts to race with what the various scenarios could be. And it's quite harrowing because you don't want to put a giant big arrow on a situation because you could inflame it or make it worse or make it collapse or crumble. So you do it in silence.
So, Chezzy, what help is available? If there are women listening saying, you know, I've been told I don't have postnatal depression, but something's definitely wrong, I'm definitely anxious, what can they do?
First of all, they just need to start talking. Call Panda, look at the website because they have great information on there. It's a fantastic resource. And life gets so much better.
Yeah.
I just wish that I would have had the help.
Before you know it, your kid is putting push pops up the bum of the pet dog. And then you go,
It's panda.org.au. We'll put all of the links up on our various socials and things. Chezzy Denyer, always a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Love
you.
Bye.
I read in Women's Weekly you're having a third, so congrats.
That's triplets.
Congrats on that.
Oh, cool.
And it's Bo Ryan's. Congrats. Okay, see ya.
So the question we're asking, because we want to put this out to you guys, because I know a lot of people will be listening right now, and that's really struck a chord with you. Mm-hmm. And the best thing we can do is talk about this and know that you're never alone. So what if you're listening, what was the sign? What was something that happened to you when you went, alarm bells are ringing, something isn't right here?
Okay. For Chezzy, it was she didn't instantly bond with her child. So that was the first thing we realized something was wrong.
And did who notice that?
She did. So she just noticed, because the birth was so traumatic, she looked at that child and her body remembered how traumatic that birth was. So every time she looked at her child, she remembered the traumatic birth. And so there just wasn't a warmth or a love or an instant, that magical movie-like affair that you were supposed to have with a brand new baby. So she didn't bond straight away.
For a mother, you've worked your way up to that moment. And if that doesn't hit, then I would imagine that would be a crushing blow at that point. As you say, everything's great now, but to talk about it is to minimise it. So, not minimise it, you know what I mean, is to share it. Problem halved.
Sometimes having a kid isn't always a magical experience for absolutely everyone, like they tell you it should be. So, talking about these situations can make and help, because many people suffer from postnatal anxiety and depression. Sure. It was really lovely to have my wife share her story, but we've got a few people also on the line want to talk about theirs.
What were the signs? What were the signs that perhaps something was going on? Donna from Chester Hill, thanks for giving us a call.
Hi.
Thank you for sharing with us today. What was the sign for you?
My husband going to work, my daughter screaming her head off, and me putting her in a bassinet and going and walking to the other end of the house going, I can't deal with this. Yeah. You know, I just want you to shut up. Why are you screaming all the time? So it was a matter of, you know, crying, bawling my eyes out, and then speaking at the phone to my cousin and telling her, I don't want this. I don't want her. Take her away. And she's like, no, straight to the doctor's. Off we went, sat in the doctor's for about 10 minutes, bawling my eyes out, being diagnosed with postnatal depression. But then it was a relief, because then I got the help I needed. So when the second one came along, it was, you know what, these feelings aren't normal. Yeah. Straight to the doctor's, get the help that you needed so that you can then connect with your child the way that you want to be able to.
Thank you, Donna, for telling us that, because anyone listening now who may be feeling similar feelings, you reach out, go, the doctors are there, they can help, something will happen.
How lucky that she had a cousin, you know, that all you need is one person who you know you can call and be honest with, that isn't going to tell you you're an idiot, that's going
to
actually
important to say it's okay that it's crap.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It's okay to feel
just
this
one more
way.
Question for Donna. Donna, just quickly, did you have a sense of isolation when it was just you with the baby? Did it feel like the days and the hours and the minutes were just dragging on and on and on?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. It just felt like I was doing this all by myself. Even though I had family around me and my husband was ringing me and, you know, it was just, no, this is all on me. Nobody else can do this. It has to be me.
So, Donna, everyone kind of imagines that you, even while the baby's asleep, you're leaning over it, watching it while it sleeps. You're brushing the side of its cheek and wanting to be around it all times. But you just needed to get away. You wanted to be away.
I just didn't want anything to do with her at all. I knew in my heart that I loved her.
Yeah.
But at the same time, it was like, why are you doing this to me? Why will you not just go to sleep and let me have some of my time?
Yeah. Well, the good part there is the help made all the difference. So well done, Donna, for reaching out.
Thank you, Donna. Jenny from North Rocks, thanks for calling us this morning. What was the sign for you?
For me, it was I was unable to breastfeed my daughter. Yeah. For the first 6 weeks, she just screamed and cried, and I felt like an utter failure. Mm. And everybody around you tells you, you know, just keep going, give it a go. I had nurses, which, you know, they do such a great job, but when it's just not working, it is just demoralising as a mum. You feel like a failure. Yes. You can't do anything right.
And 6 weeks doesn't seem like a long time, but in baby land, Jenny, it's like 6 weeks is forever, isn't it?
It is. I always look back now and go, you know, the first 6 weeks and the first 12 weeks, you've got to do it in that sense. But it wasn't until the 6 week checkup when the paediatrician said she was 250 grams underweight.
Oh, gosh.
And said, look, consider formula, and I just broke down. I remember sitting there at the shops buying a tin of formula in tears to my husband, thinking, why am I doing this? You know, I shouldn't have to do this. Yeah. But, you know, I've got two great kids now. They're 8 and 6 and so active and so vibrant.
See, that's the thing.
You know, and we're all happy. You know, we're one big happy family, and looking back now, I knew that I could get through it, but at the time, you just feel like you're in a black hole and you're never going to get out.
You just unnecessarily beat yourself up, because not every child latches and not every mother can produce, you know, large amounts of milk. Sometimes it just doesn't work for you, and that's okay.
Yep.
That's exactly it.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you for your calls. Panda.org. You can find so many resources there. Hopefully, if anyone's hearing this today, I think you can. There is help there. You can reach out. Thanks for your time.
Today FM's Game of Games. Let's have some fun. It's the supersized game show that'll have you laughing out loud. Game of Games, 7:30 Sunday on 10.
Yeah, it's a great show on 10. Grant Denyer is the host.
As is Ash London and I do it together.
Wiggity, wiggity,
so
wiggity,
much fun. We're having a ball on that show, aren't we? Yeah. We've got two contestants, though, up against one another in the ultimate trivia challenge, because if you get the majority of the questions right, you win $2,000. Yesterday, our boy Luke from Penrith smashed it. He's our carryover champ. How are you today, Luke?
Yeah, very good. Thank you.
You're playing, playing for $4,000 today, my man. What are you going to do with that if you can pull it off?
Remember, he's going to Wet and Wild with the kids.
Oh, yeah.
You don't need four grand, though. He's got extra now. He can go to a proper holiday, leave the kids at home, take us off to Bali.
No, it's Wet and Wild, so graduate the movie world.
Movies, upgrading the movie world.
Park it up, bro.
You got the three-part car.
Oh, you're so classy.
Luke is taking on Stephanie from St. Mary's. How are you this morning, Stephanie?
I'm good. I'm running off no sleep, but I'm good.
Well, you got a newborn. How old?
Yes. She's 1 month today.
Oh,
well done. Well done.
Cute.
It's huge.
What would you put the money towards? Is it something for the kid?
Well, we actually really need a new vacuum. Our one died a few months ago, and a new TV, so it would definitely go towards that.
Got to get the Dyson, the stick. It'll change your life.
Aldi and they're expensive.
No, you got the Aldi. Oh, the Aldi one's really good, but I digress. Let's get into it.
All right, we want you to use your names as a buzzer. Let's give them a test, Luke.
Luke.
Stephanie.
Stephanie.
You know how
it
works.
Go with Steph, Stephanie. It'll take too long otherwise.
Keep it short.
Okay, so if you're buzzing before we finish reading the question, well, then we need to answer it right there and then. We must take the first answer. The adjudicator's word is final. Here we go, guys. First question. Which Aussie male singer has had the number one hit, You're the Voice?
Steph.
Luke. Steph.
Is it Fonzie?
It is John Farnham. Okay. You're on the board. Okay, Luke, you need this, mate.
Yep.
What sport is played in the Big Bash?
Luke.
Steph.
Luke's in first.
Cricket.
Yes, one apiece. Now, for the one for the money. Whoever gets this gets the cash. How many O's are there in the word Woolloomooloo?
Luke.
Luke.
Four. No.
Incorrect.
This is yours. This is a free swing, Steph. How many O's in the word Woolloomooloo? It's not four.
Sorry. What is it, Woolloomooloo?
Yeah, what's the suburb? Woolloomooloo.
I'm going to say there's 8.
You sure? 8? 8, you reckon, Steph?
Yeah.
That sounds like a lot of O's.
She said 8. We take her answer.
You know what? You've nailed it.
Steph.
8 is correct.
Woohoo!
You've done it. That's $2,000 for you, Steph. So you're on your way to getting yourself a nice little vacuum cleaner, and you're a carryover champ who's back to play for more money tomorrow.
Yay, thank you so much.
And Luke, you don't go home empty-handed, mate. You still got the $2,000 to take the kids on a holiday, mate. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you.
That podcast of Today FM Breakfast with Grant Denyer and Ed Cavalier was brought to you by Ovo's DataFest. If you want to binge these holidays with no regrets, be quick. Head to ovo.com.au now to find out how to double your data, starting from just $19.95. Want access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at todayfm.com.au.